At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Well, the college football season didn't get off to the start that a lot of the experts thought it would. Texas looked bad. Clemson looked bad. And by God, Alabama looked bad as well. To talk about all of it and more, we bring on Bill Bender of the Sporting News. At BillBender92 is where you can find him on Twitter. Bill, we know that Kalen DeBoer is a quality coach. His record at Washington, Fresno, and all the stops before that speaks for itself. Is what we saw on Saturday, and I'm talking about the laughing, the goofing off, the lack of elite effort that we got so accustomed to under Nick Saban, a growing pain of a regime change, or did Kalen DeBoer get hit on the head and somehow forget how to coach effort and we just didn't hear about it?
Coach, fit has to matter sometimes. And, it's not being able to play on the road at that level is really interesting. Now, granted, Alabama fans, yes. Are they spoiled? Yes. Nick Saban lost 6 road games from 2014 to 2023. 6.
Say that again.
6 in 9 years, and they've lost 4 of their last 5. So I think that's the spoiling point. And they, but to you guys' point, out blocked, out tackled, out passioned. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Like they were just Florida State played with more passion and want to, and all those things. And I thought the play that really illustrated that was when they went for it on 4th and 1 in their own territory, and an Alabama transfer running back ran over an Alabama linebacker. That had to hurt.
You know, Bill, it's really interesting, man. We've had conversations about Kalen DeBoer, what his buyout is, Bama fans' frustrations on the Paul Finebaum show. We've pretty much touched on it all, but in your mind, covering Alabama as you do with many other teams across the country, what does saving face now look like in your mind for Kalen DeBoer?
Well, getting to the playoffs somehow, clawing back into the SEC race. They'll win Saturday. They've got to look good doing it. As strange as that sounds, I know they're playing UL Monroe, but it's got to look like 49-7. And then really the next judgment will be Georgia. And that's the one school that obviously Alabama's kind of had their number in the CFP era in a lot of ways. And if Georgia hammers down on them in that game, boy, I don't even know what we're going to do then. So it's those road games that really stick out to me, though. And their road schedule in the SEC is not easy. So, I mean, we'll find out. So I've read some of the tweets, so what would save Kalen DeBoer's job? if they go 8-4 and lose three more SEC road games, it'll get hotter than it should be.
Mm. Bill, Coach Speak has kind of made listening to coaches' interviews and press conferences kind of dull because most of them don't really say a whole lot. Now, over the last, you know, five or six days, that's certainly changed, whether you're looking at the Brian Kelly versus Dabo back and forth, or if you're looking at the Mike Gundy taking on Oregon's head coach. What does Mike Gundy really have to gain by making a big deal out of the funding disparity? Do you think Mike is trying to drive home a point to his own boosters, or is he trying to make excuses before the game even gets played?
I don't know. I know he pulled his shirt up in his press conference and showed everybody his abs, so he has that going too. Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe a message to Oklahoma State, like, you know, I need to have the players to go out and compete, and maybe a little bit of just trying to mess with Dan Lanning a little bit. I don't think it's going to work. They're 28.5 point underdogs in that game and have a backup quarterback because Haas Hesney got hurt last week. So they're up against it. But yeah, to your point, I mean, I love it. I've sat through tons of press conferences where you hear culture and, you know, what other, all that coach speak that we always talk about. When they actually start saying something, it's great.
Bill, Diesel mentioned the chaos last weekend. In your mind, when you have a few sleeves and look back, what stands out to you the most? Is it Bama? Is it Texas, Ohio State? What kind of rattled your cage the most this weekend?
Defense. Mm. You know, Ohio State's defense. LSU's defense. Clemson and Texas had good defense, too. Like, if you want to win a national title, you better have an elite defense. And I think that's going to be the story when we get into later in the season. Even Miami and Notre Dame, Miami's defense, a couple blips there in the fourth quarter, but you get what I'm saying. You take those three games, 24 points, 7 points, 10 points for the losers, almost 13 points per game, something like that. So I think defense dominated the day. I was at Ohio State, Texas, and that Buckeyes defense with Matt Patricia is better than the one that led the nation in points allowed and won a national title last year. That's a scary thought.
It is scary.
You know, Bill, you were in the room at ACC kickoff with Dabo and Cade Klubnik. And, you know, Cade saying that Dabo has had his back all along. And when people wanted him benched, Dabo, you know, put his arm around him and said, everything's going to be okay, Cade. But that wasn't really the story that we heard out of the press conference. I think it was yesterday where Dabo flat out said, look, these are day one type of reads that Cade simply just missed. How shocking is that to you? To hear Dabo actually being critical of Cade Klubnik. And, you know, if you extrapolate that over the course of the season, what do you think of Cade's Heisman campaign now?
That's going to be tough. I mean, but, you know, Arch and other quarterbacks had that. The Heisman's really muddled anyway. I'll say this about the Heisman, then I'll move on to Cade. Is if John Mateer lights up Michigan on Saturday, that'll be the front runner. Right wow. there, you know, coming off a 390-yard performance, and then he comes out and lights up the Wolverines. That'll be your guy. Cade just, you know, it was a rough night against a really good defense. They made him look inefficient. And, you know, to Dabo's point, it's okay to call out. I think when you call out a veteran quarterback, it's probably less because, you know, Cade's been around the block a little bit. Now, what it does, big picture, to me is it says that, okay, the ACC is not going to just be Clemson dominating everybody. They're going to have to play better. They want to beat, you know, the ACC teams on their schedule because Florida State and Miami had big wins for the conference over the weekend. SMU's going to be a factor in that race. And I'm going to – you guys will laugh me off the air, but Georgia Tech's going to be a factor in that race.
Well,
I don't think any player means more to their team than Haynes King does at Georgia Tech. And we'll see that with Clemson next weekend. That's going to be a really good game.
I like that. I really do, Bill. Bill Bender, the Sporting News, joining us as he does every single Wednesday, 522, right here on the Fan Upstate. When you look at Clemson, let me park there for just a quick second. Their lack of running game was obviously a problem Saturday night with their offensive line. That didn't help either. Where do you now stand big picture-wise? You mentioned Cade right there in that last answer, but, you know, I don't know if you're Bill, I don't know how familiar you are with the cycle that we are familiar with right here in the upstate of South Carolina, but we're now leaving the part of the cycle where Clemson gets beat by a really good opponent, and we're entering the part of the cycle where they're about to beat up on a lot of inferior opponents, and fans think all is okay in Tigertown. Where do you stand?
Well, I mean, that will probably happen this Saturday against Troy. They'll probably put...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Up a big number, and this is where you find out about those teams. We talked about Alabama, Texas, Clemson. I think all three of those schools put up a big number this weekend. Be a frustration game and see how many points they can score. And you know, but like I said, when they get into these ACC tests, when you get into the meat of that schedule, that's when we'll find out. And it'll all build up to that South Carolina game, where South Carolina had some blips against Virginia Tech, but Lenore Sellers is getting a little bit of Heisman hype. Dylan Stewart looked fantastic, and you know, they pulled out a tough, hard-fought win against the Hokies. So it's a long way to go. I am, as you saw in the college football playoff picture we did at Sporting News, we didn't penalize Clemson or Notre Dame or Texas. I still have all those teams in the playoff. Now, I always use the poker analogy. It's like Ohio State and Miami and LSU, they took that first big hand. So they got a chip that they're going to definitely use later if push comes to shove in conference play, and that's a chip that Clemson won't have.
Bill, who really impressed you as far as the job and the performance that they did in week one relative to all of the question marks, whether it be coaching changes, whether it be a ton of transfer portal guys, and why is it Bill Belichick in North Carolina?
Yeah, that was bizarre. It was a bizarre Monday. I mean, I love the hype, and I get what Van Pelt was saying afterward. Of course we're going to hype Belichick. You know, he's the greatest NFL coach of all time. And the girlfriend storyline and all the alums that were on the sideline, yeah, it's a big deal. But I think partially they ran into a TCU team that's pretty good and probably capable of winning the Big 12. And then they didn't help by with the turnovers. And I also think – no, actually, the thing that probably deserves the most criticism is I thought Max Johnson just flat out looked better than Gio Lopez. So you picked the wrong quarterback, and I would expect that to be a thing over the next couple of weeks.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News, national perspective, national opinion. Not only you, but what you hear across the national media on Lenora Sellers, what you saw Sunday, and, of course, you know, what lies ahead for him this season.
I mean, made some great highlight reel plays. I mean, the three connections with Nick Harbor were really good. We had the one play where he ran for a first down when he was kind of grabbing his feet. Tremendous ability and big win for the Gamecocks there. I mean, Virginia Tech hung around. I think that's an improved Virginia Tech team. But, you know, for South Carolina, it's just, can you do it every week? They are right on that fringe of the playoff conversation where they were last year. They're in that same spot to start now. I know they bumped up. Are they 12 now? 12, I think, in the pool. So, yeah, they're in that class with Michigan and Ole Miss, which, by the way, we're going to learn more about Ole Miss this weekend if they actually take care of business against Kentucky. So, I think South Carolina's right in good
and 10,
position.
Sorry, by the way, 10, not 12. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, they're 10?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. So definitely moved up a little, and they're being respected for it. I thought that makes sense. You know, where they're at and how Miami moved up. So, you know, I think the Sporting News 1 to 136, we have them around like 12. So,
gotcha.
It is what it is. But no, it's a really solid team and they'll have to prove they can do it every week in SEC play.
Bill, of all the marquee matchups that we saw this weekend, I mean, Florida State upsetting Alabama was great because, well, we love watching dynasties fall just as much as we like watching them rise. Obviously, the Miami-Notre Dame game, that one delivered, but most of them didn't. You know, a lot of people are afraid that these week one marquee matchups are going to go away as the SEC goes to 9 and the ACC is probably going to follow suit, and the other two Power Four conferences, they're already there. What do you make of what may happen with these big-time marquee matchups that a lot of coaches aren't going to want to play? They're not going to want to put their teams in a position to lose and look bad in week one.
Well, they should play them. I mean, they're good for college football. It's good for the game. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not real thrilled about watching Ohio State Grambling this weekend. You know, or there's I think, 7 or 8 – and I'm not picking on Ohio State. There's like 8 ranked teams playing FCS teams this weekend. I don't want to watch those games. Quite frankly, I don't want to watch some of the games within the conference at times. Mm. So, that's why it builds toward the Super League talk. I do think the SEC Big Ten games carry a lot of weight, and you got to have them on the schedule. Texas, Ohio State was a main event. Oklahoma, Michigan will be a main event this weekend. And I understand the dynamics of week one versus week two. Like, they are ducking the NFL. This is the NFL's weekend. There's no question. So they do have a lighter schedule. But I hope we continue to schedule games like this. And if anybody doesn't think the SEC and Big Ten are invested, I mean, I'm saying this, I wrote this in my story, you know, Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti was on the field at the end of that Texas-Ohio State game, and when they made that final stop, he was celebrating. He was hugging and fist pumping, and it means something to these two conferences. And I think that's only heating up.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Bill, my last question for you. Bryce Underwood, when you talk about the nation's top quarterbacks, Bryce Underwood and the mind of Bill Bender is where?
He's tremendous talent. I mean, 5-star freshman talent. His arm's real. Now, there will be ups and downs, you know, and I went through, I was telling my editors this week, I went through and charted every first round or 5-star quarterback since 2014. And, you know, I was kind of looking at him and I was, okay, who was the real deal right away? I mean, Trevor Lawrence didn't even start on day one. He started pretty quickly after day one, and we knew what kind of talent we were dealing with. I think Underwood has that kind of arm talent, but it's going to take time, you know, in that Michigan offense. He doesn't have the receivers that Clemson had at that time, and I think they'll learn some lessons this weekend at Oklahoma. Now, if he goes down to Oklahoma and lights it up and they go beat the Sooners,
yeah.
That hype's going to amp up about 100 times, and there's nothing I can do to control that.
Bill, it's that time to get your upset pick. There's about a half dozen to 15 pretty decent games that are in that 2-touchdown or less range. Who do you think is the most likely upset this weekend?
Yeah, I picked North Carolina. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell your listeners that. That was not a good upset. It looked good for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
First drive, it looked good. But after that, not so much. I'm going to take Iowa over Iowa State. I mean, that's a light. Is that line like 2.5?
Yeah.
I just need to get on the board.
Yep.
I know the Hawkeyes have a history of winning that game. I got to get one right. That was the only upset pick I had in the top 25. In my article this week. So I'm going to take the easy way out and take the Hawkeyes.
I like it. Bill, as always, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great week.
Talk soon, Bill. Bill Bender, The Sporting News. Good stuff. Going with Iowa.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good
I
pick. Like it. I mean, that rivalry game in-state, I know that it's not a conference game, but those are fun, man. It feels like that's one that should be at the end of the season.
It does.
Why are we playing this game early?
It does.
But hey, still fun regardless. Thanks to Bill Bender for getting that in.
What kind of history did Shane Beamer make? We hadn't talked about this. We'll do it next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.